Election night live wire. Trump endorsed Senator Darline Graham. Nordun faces Representative Ralph Norman. By Bradley J. on August 25, 2026. Senator Darline Graham Nordun is relying on her endorsement from President Donald Trump in the fight of her short political life against Representative Ralph Norman. Few had even heard of Sen. Nordun, who has stylized herself as Sen. Graham, despite going by Mrs. Nordun for two decades. 45 days ago when her brother, Lindsey Graham, passed away. But an endorsement from Trump, who called for South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster to appoint her to her brother's seat as a fitting tribute to his late friend, installed the political neophyte into the most exclusive political club in the nation through the remainder of her brother's term. Within days of her appointment, she revealed she would seek a full six-year term of her own. Trump's support did not keep ambitious Palmetto State politicos on the sidelines. Norman, Representative Russell Fry, former governor and Representative Mark Sanford, and others jumped into the race. Norman received only about a quarter of the primary vote, but that was good enough to make the runoff. But it was Nordun's total, only about a third of votes cast despite her incumbency and Trump's endorsement, that raised the most red flags. Little public polling has informed on the state of the race. Trafalgar, a respected polling firm which has close ties to Trump, published a poll Monday night which showed the race virtually tied. However, multiple reports have suggested internal polling from both camps has Norman ahead by double digits. Trump has done what he can to boost Nordun, visiting the state for one of his trademark rallies and holding a tele rally Monday night. But Nordun has done little to help herself. In the only televised debate of the runoff, she said she is not that informed on national security. And despite her claims to be further to the right than her brother on the critical issue of immigration, she has spurned opportunities to offer specifics, even telling reporters she has no thoughts on DACA. Additionally, she was not immediately able to comment on her birthright citizenship stance in response to a reporter question. In the House, Norman's vote was always there when Trump needed him, although he sometimes needed pulled back to the center to support compromises Trump's legislative team had engineered. But his 2024 endorsement of Nikki Haley, one made based more on longtime political friendship than on ideology, likely ensured Trump's runoff support of Nordun. With such a tight timeline and under such unusual circumstances, turnout is difficult to project. Either candidate could win, perhaps even decisively. Runoffs in Oklahoma are taking place as well, with the gubernatorial GOP runoff between Trump-endorsed Mike Mattei and Attorney General Gentner Drummond drawing headlines. But most eyes are on South Carolina, where polls close at 7 p.m. ET. Polls close in Oklahoma at 8 p.m. ET. Update 10:46 p.m. ET. With over 95% of the vote in, Mattei leads Drummond by just over 2,000 votes, a mere 0.54% lead. As small as the lead is, it is expected to hold. A close victory like this would likely be even more satisfying for Trump, who endorsed Mattei and likely projected him into the runoff in the first place. Update 9:53 p.m. ET. In her victory speech, Nordun offers up some Republican boomer red meat about the evils of socialism, insisting South Carolinians must reject Democratic socialists. Basically the same messaging most generic establishment Republicans in the Senate parrot. She will likely be a reliable vote for Trump, but keep in mind he is only in office for two more years. Republicans are almost universally expected by political prognosticators to lose the House, if not also the Senate. So what few meaningful votes the Senate takes next year will be on a handful of spending bills. How she will vote in the remaining two-thirds of her term is anyone's guess. But the way that Majority Leader John Thune and the National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, have rallied behind her, she likely won't be a conservative favorite. Regardless, she'll have a chance to chart her own path. Update 9:48 p.m. ET. Mattei has pulled ahead in Oklahoma. He is up a percentage point with 82% of the vote in. This would be Trump's second high-profile victory of the night if it holds. It's worth noting that Trump's endorsement of Mattei caught many Oklahomans off guard. The primary was crowded and Mattei was not seen as one of the leading contenders by many in the state. Update 9:13 p.m. ET. In Oklahoma, with exactly 50% of the vote in, Drummond is at 50% to Matsui's 50%. As close as it gets. Update 8:58 p.m. ET. Senator Darline Graham Nordun has won the Republican nomination for Senate in South Carolina, NBC News projects. With 81% in, her lead is 54% to Representative Ralph Norman's 46%. The victory is shared with Trump, who endorsed Nordun soon after the death of her brother Lindsey Graham. As Breitbart News reported, significant funding in the two-week runoff was spent on her behalf as well. Over $5 million in independent expenditures. She will be heavily favored in November against Democrat nominee Annie Andrews. Update 8:51 p.m. ET. Further west in Oklahoma, AG Gentner Drummond is leading Trump-endorsed Mike Matsui with 24% of the vote in. Drummond is at 51.5% to Matsui's 48.5%. It's still early-ish, but results will begin coming in quickly soon. Update 8:45 p.m. ET. With 75% of the vote in, Nordun has extended her vote to 6 points. A call might be coming soon. Norman has done well in his home district where voters best know him. But outside his region, voters appear to have gone with Trump. Update 8:27 p.m. ET. Right on cue, a big batch from Greenville County arrived, most of it early votes. The breakdown remains about 68% there for Norman. But the new votes cut Nordun's lead statewide to under 6,000 votes, 51% to 49%. This ain't over yet. Statewide, 62% of votes are in. Update 8:24 p.m. ET. Only 12% of the vote in Greenville, Norman's home county, is in. While Norman is up big there, he will need an overwhelming showing the rest of the way there to square the race. Not impossible, but tough. Update 8:12 p.m. ET. Nordun's lead has remained steady for a spell at around 8 points. Over a third of the vote is now in. Interestingly, Turning Point's Tyler Boyer points out that South Carolina's open primary system allows Republican candidates to target Democrat voters who did not vote in their primary. In a special election like this, where Democrats had already nominated their candidate in the previous non-special, that essentially means any voter in the state could vote in today's special GOP primary. For a candidate like Graham, who was aided by many big spenders, many who likely opposed the conservative Norman in the Senate, that could pay dividends. Update 7:59 p.m. ET. It's worth noting how heavily Nordun is relying on Trump's endorsement. If she wins tonight, the victory will be his. Despite entering politics for the first time 45 days ago, she took great pains to withhold sharing her views or convictions on critical issues and spurned media, including multiple requests from Breitbart News. Norman joined Breitbart News Saturday on Sirius XM for an extended 20-minute interview during the runoff. Nordun's national security gaffe might explain her silence, and keeping mum on immigration may have been necessary for someone who, for all we know, spent no time contemplating the issue before 45 days ago. Embarrassingly, Nordun's staffer was caught telling a reporter granted a rare interview nothing too difficult here. Update 7:52 p.m. ET. Norman is trying to run up the score upstate in his home region and is doing well. But Nordun is doing well in most of the rest of the county, extending beyond her low country base of Charleston. Fry's DD region in the northeast is going for Nordun. After finishing third in the primary, Fry endorsed Nordun after Trump's request. But the race has tightened. Nordun's lead is 53% to Norman's 47% with 22% of the vote in. Update 7:30 p.m. ET. Only about 9% of the projected vote is in, but Nordun is up 57% to Norman's 43%. Most of what we are seeing reported right now are early votes cast before Election Day. There's a long way to go, but Nordun is likely pleased with the trend so far. Bradley Jay is political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley Ajay or email him at jay@breitbart.com.